Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure, organic superfoods, entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at hotrocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at hotrocks.com. HOTRAWKS.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
Monday, Monday.
Just another manic Monday.
Hello, campers. Remember, Monday is malaria day. That's why it's time to take that big orange pill and get ready for the Ho Chi Minh two-step.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are we going to win?
No!
We always win, right?
No!
The cause of liberty is on a roll, let me tell you that.
Robert Scott Bell.
70% of the ground beef we buy at the supermarket contains pink slime.
The undersecretary said it's pink, therefore it's meat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hooray, hooray. Celebrate music. It's Monday.
Hey.
Why are we celebrating? Woo-hoo. Monday.
It's awesome. Awesome news.
We survived
awesome.
The weekend. And yeah, we read Fox News this morning, and we're just giddy with delight. I know. I know it's weird. I know. Stay with me here. But it's up. I've got it linked in the show notes. We put it up there. The Republican National Committee says Congressman Ron Paul and his supporters are welcome at the GOP convention. Woo-hoo!
We did it. We did it, Robert. We did it, finally.
Amazing. Amazing. Wait a second. Wait a second. You mean Ron? But Ron Paul has no speaking role.
Oh.
But hooray! They say he's welcome. Hey. Woohoo! But they say, I saw the headline. It's right here.
What? They're welcoming us with open arms.
They did. They said open arms. America's election HQ.
Front row seat. I can't believe it. We've done it.
Well, this is so. Wait. Unless you're from Louisiana, they're not letting the Louisiana delegates to be seated.
Well, I guess not. Man.
But open arms!
They're welcoming us with open arms, Robert.
Come on, open arms. We got to be happy. It's Monday, and Fox News says the RNC chair welcomes. What's this guy, Reince Priebus? He says, come on in.
Yes, I can't believe it.
Except if you're from Maine or Massachusetts? You mean they're not going to seat the Ron Paul delegates from Maine or Massachusetts?
I guess not.
Wait a second.
Open arms, Robert.
Oh, yeah, open arms, my aspirin. What kind of open... With open arms like these, you'll never get a hug. This is incredible.
Man.
Don't you love Fox News, the way they put up a headline like this to make you believe one thing, and it's actually the opposite is true? I mean, we're not exaggerating here.
Silliness. Absolute silliness. I mean, it just the very first paragraph of this article, sentence one sounds great. Sentence two contradicts sentence one.
They didn't wait around. Yeah. The head of the Republican National Committee says Congressman Ron Paul and his supporters are welcomed with open arms. I quoted at the Republican National Convention. Next sentence. Watch this contradiction. Even so, the man who is technically still a candidate for president has no speaking role and is planning a separate event before the convention. Why? Because he's got no speaking role. And why? Because his delegates, they're fighting tooth and nail to not allow them to be seated at the Republican National Convention. Right. I wrote a little blurb. Actually, it was just a sentence. Bye-bye, Republican pie. When this became obvious that they were fighting against the lawful, legal elections that were held, caucuses, et cetera, in the states that gave Ron Paul a lot more delegates than they're giving him credit for in the mainstream media. And now they're trying to play up a game with Fox News to kind of bring over the liberty-loving Republicans. And those are the Ron Paul people, by the way. The rest of them are statists, war-making mongers, tax eaters, tax cheaters, et cetera, who basically love the slave system as it is and only want to see it grow just as the Democrats do in their own way.
Neocon Central, for
yeah,
sure.
Neocon Central. But Priebus points out, this guy, this RNC chairman, that Congressman's son, Kentucky GOP Senator Rand Paul, he's got a very prominent speaking place at the convention. Well, Rand Paul's not running for president.
Gee, thank you very much. Yes. So they throw a bone to Ron Paul's son, but don't give Ron Paul a speaking slot.
Yeah. So Ron has a Rally for Liberty delegates on Sunday, August 22nd. At the University of South Florida Sun Dome, and if you're going to that, I want to hear from you. You look at this. The AP puts Ron Paul delegate number at 160. It's more than that by far, and he's won enough states to get nominated from the floor. You heard from Jesse Benton, his campaign coordinator, saying we're not going for a nomination from the floor, but it's not up to him. It's up to the delegates to do it. So anything can still happen, but that's why they're fighting so desperately to keep out the delegation from Maine, Louisiana, and Massachusetts. And why did I say bye-bye Republican pie? Because the lifeblood of a future Republican Party depends upon young people. There are no young people coming in if it's not for Ron Paul. What point do you have to participate in the Republican Party if not for Ron Paul? There is none. None.
You mean Romney and Paul Ryan aren't appealing to the young demographic in this country?
Well, listen, I know the paparazzi were just begging to get a picture of Paul Ryan without a shirt on because he's got 3% body fat.
Nope, they found it.
They found it?
They found it. TMZ did come up with a picture. It's a few years old, but they did find a picture of him vacationing with his family or something, not wearing a shirt.
Right.
So.
Well, how good does that work when he's still, you know, he said yesterday, if you listen to my Sunday show on GCN, unbelievable. Paul Ryan has more foreign policy experience than Barack Obama. Why? Because he's been in Congress and he's been voting for Not declarations, but he's been voting to send your boys and girls off to wars that are undeclared. I'm telling you, he said that. Go listen to my Sunday show. Download it through GCN or iTunes. You will be shot. He actually said that.
Yeah. This is great. It's absolutely
political theater.
When you think that voting a yay or nay to send kids to war gives you foreign policy experience, it's just a vote. That's all he did was vote. You know, sending our kids to war, I have better foreign policy experience than Barack Obama. I'm better than him.
It's such a joke. And, of course, the sad neocons are going to go, oh, yay, Paul Ryan's the greatest ever. So glad that
Romney. They think the war was a good thing. Yeah. And not only did he send them to war, but it was an unconstitutional war.
Undeclared. Exactly.
So no really, you know, really? You think that somehow gives you points? No, you suck.
Yeah, exactly. Well said, Super Don. Well said. By the way, welcome everybody. Monday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Glad you're with us. It's Advanced Medicine Monday. Of course, you wouldn't know it because we're doing a little advanced political medicine to kick it off. We've got a lot of healing stuff to do today, don't we? In fact, there's some GMOs in the news. There's a nasal spray to help you stop suicide for Army people. We're going to get to the bottom of why that's ludicrous. We've got some calls coming in at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We'll talk about, today with Dr. Rasha Bitar in Advanced Medicine, you know what? He invited his friend a while back. We had him on, Ty Bollinger from Cancer Outside the Box. What a great guy that was. We had a great time. So I was thinking, man, why can't I invite one of my friends? We'll joke about that. But he invited him. He said, hey, I want to have Liam on with us. So this is going to be a real twist to Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Bitar is going to be interviewing Liam Sheff next hour. We'll see where that goes.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That ought to be fun.
Very cool. Yeah, you know we'll go into places that will bust up official stories everywhere. But you know, the media. I mean, can you believe the lies of the media? No, you can't. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And that's why we talk about vaccines in the way we do, because the rest of the media, we have to balance them out. We got a big task. The lies coming out. This one's out of UPI. We call them United Propaganda International.
Yeah.
They say over 100 years of journalistic excellence. No, 100 years of spewing journalistic crap.
Yes.
There's no journalism there.
100 years of being the puppet of Big Pharma.
Exactly. Failing to have your child vaccinated could mean the difference between life and death. Well, yeah, actually, life. If you look at the opposite way, if you don't get a vaccinated, they don't risk being destroyed by toxic poisons and heavy metals.
Now that's a hell of a way to set up an article,
isn't
in the
it?
Very first sentence, isn't it?
Life and death. Your child is going to risk death. Well, you've got a vaccine shill, Dr. David Kimberlin, a professor of pediatrics at the University of Alabama, Birmingham. He's president-elect of Pediatric Infectious Diseases Society. This is, by the way, a cult that worships Louis Pasteur and the germ theory. You didn't know that. But they're all about promoting chickenpox vaccines, diphtheria, influenza, Hib, Hep A, B, all of these, which, by the way, is liver congestion, liver toxicity, HPV, the scam of HPV, measles, meningococcal, mumps, pneumonococcal, let's see what else, pneumococcal, polio, rotavirus, rubella, tetanus, and whooping cough.
Wow, that's quite a list.
They got it all, man. They just want it. Your kids are pincushions to this dangerous death cult. But he basically, they use the scare tactic of polio again. In the article you'll read, Kimberlin said that during his residency in Dallas, he saw firsthand what a disease like polio can do. A 10-year-old girl came into the hospital after developing paralysis, and the girl's father wanted to know why it occurred. It turned out the girl was never vaccinated against polio. Now, you see how that is a pure emotional pull. It has no science whatsoever. The guy observed it. He said it was polio. The kid didn't get a polio. I mean, there is absolutely no validation to anything. It's an emotional thing. It's just like people that say, when I speak about the polio issue and how the polio vaccine is BS, in fact, it creates more problems than it solves, they'll say, but when I was a kid, I saw someone with an iron lung, or I saw someone who's, that's not an argument. That's an emotional, I saw something. That's right. Not an argument. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Especially when you realize that the polio virus has never even been isolated, nor has HPV, nor has HIV. And we're going to get to the bottom of that big time with Dr. Bitar from his perspective clinically. It's going to be fascinating. Advanced Medicine Monday today.
Nice. Well, it's always an interesting topic because people just don't know. They just, as we've seen here, as we've proven this morning,
but
people
we know.
Read the news.
And if you don't know yet, you will know, because you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on Natural News Radio. Shout out to our friends at UK Health Radio. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. By the way, happy birthday, Ron Paul! Back after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don. You know, years ago, we used to cover stories about super soldiers. You know, it wasn't just Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. They were actually toying with the news and saying, hey, we're gonna drug soldiers. We're going to genetically engineer them. And I had to cover one of those stories yesterday on my GCN right. show. You know, and I actually called Bull Squat on the story. In fact, I do. Even though I know they're trying to do it, it's not a question whether they're trying to do it. I'm just saying they're not going to be able to do it. That was my point. Maybe I didn't make it clear enough. And the reason I say this is because part of their headline is that our soldiers won't have to eat. They won't have to sleep. Dude, just make robots. Don't tell me about super soldiers.
That's a bizarre attempt, in my opinion, because how do you, even through genetic modification, I don't think you can genetically modify the human being to the point that they don't have to eat or sleep. That's just,
that's why
that just doesn't make any sense.
That's exactly why I call Bull Squat on it. Now, Can they hyperstimulate your adrenals for a while? Yeah, of course they can. We know that. But that's going to lead to rapid death or death by suicide, which is a whole other story here. We talked about soldiers coming back, and the Army wanted to create, I think they gave a $3 million grant to somebody to create a nasal spray that would reduce suicidal tendencies by messing with your hormones.
Right.
And I argue, as I always do, get the heavy metals out of these soldiers. Get all the fat-soluble toxins out, all the experimental vaccines out, and get them out of the war theater that is an undeclared, indefinite police action with no definition for success. So what is your goal? I mean, that's a depressing situation. I talked to my dear departed uncle, who was a medical doctor. He was into nuclear medicine, of all things, and I learned a lot from him growing up. And he was the one I've mentioned. He told me not to go into modern medicine because it was a disaster. It wasn't that he couldn't help anybody. It was just that where the government was involved in it, he predicted exactly where it would end up going. But he was in Vietnam as a medic, you know, as a doctor. And the stories he told me, you could tell it just ripped him apart being there to see this stuff. And, you know, we're just forever and ever sending every kid over there that they can get their hands on and never letting them out. And then when they do come back, we're wondering why they're having trouble adjusting on top of the things they didn't have during the Vietnam police action, which are a lot of these experimental vaccines and certainly the psychiatric drugs that they're putting our troops on.
Sure.
And it was a lot shorter.
And when I saw that story about the nasal spray, it kind of pissed me off because, again, what we're seeing is the same strategy, the same approach that the the medical industry is going after with everything that they do, which is trying to deal with a symptom rather than dealing with the underlying cause of what is creating the symptom. And so, you know, a nasal spray that will make you not want to feel like you want to kill yourself. Great. We don't want people committing suicide, obviously, but why are we focusing on the symptom of wanting to commit suicide versus what it is that's causing them to feel that way? And you mentioned vaccines.
Yep.
You know, another thing is what they're being exposed to when they're, you know, at war, when they're out in the field in these foreign lands. You know, for example, when we saw the troops coming back with the Gulf War syndrome. People were wondering, why is it these guys have got this Gulf War syndrome? I mean, all they did was go to another country and they were out in the field and in the sand for a while. And then they come back and they all have these horrible symptoms. And they're being exposed to things out on the battlefield that, you know, that nobody was expecting, whether it was chemical warfare, biological warfare. You know, how many times have we read stories about them, using the depleted uranium? Yes. Ammunition. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of factors there that I think are contributing this.
Not at all. Not one of them is, addressed by the idea of let's spend X amount of taxpayer dollars to find a nasal spray that alters their hormones.
Yeah,
I mean, do you understand why these hormones are altered? I mean, my God, if these people are fat deficient, they are, the food that they get is horrific. If they're metal toxic, which they are, due to a lot of exposures, including, as you said, munitions, depleted uranium, and vaccines, I mean, it's a disaster. Anybody with a lick of common sense, you don't have to have a medical degree, or degree, as we call them. In fact, it helps if you don't, because you can start going, why are they trying to do a nasal spray here? Couldn't they just detox these soldiers?
Right.
And that's what I'd like to see.
You would think so, but there's, where's the money in that, right?
Yeah. Well, speaking of detoxing, not just soldiers, but people, medical patients, this is a great story off of National News, Ethan Huff did, about medical patients who follow a strict GMO-free diet experiencing dramatic health recoveries. I've talked to Jeffrey Smith about this on and off the air, and he's referred to in this article as well. As I say, the pesticides are bad, and we know that. But what we're finding out about the genetic modifications in food, it's just horrific the way it's interacting with our digestive system to create all kinds of havoc. And it seems to make all the sense in the world that this would be happening. In a thorough analysis recently published in Vitality magazine, Jeffrey Smith, our good friend, executive director of the Institute for Responsible Technology, explains how doctors who prescribe their ill patients GMO-free diets are witnessing dramatic recoveries in their patients in as little as a few days. So literally, you take out the instigator, and look what happens. Nature heals. I mean, what an amazing miracle that is.
Sure. And this is something that we know, that we've talked about for a long time, and there's plenty of evidence out there. But unfortunately, what you're going to run into are all of the dunderheaded MDs and scientists out there that are still trying to convince people that there is just no difference. There's no difference between a GMO. It has the same Yeah,
same argument they made. There's no difference between organic and pesticide-laden food.
Sure.
Even though there are studies that show mineral content radically different. Doesn't matter. It's only parts per million. Now, how many times have I been through this? It's millions of things at parts per million. That kind of adds up a little bit, just a wee bit. And so there are doctors that are out there. Emily Linder is quoted. She's an internist, 27 years of medical experience. And she acknowledges this. She said her patients she tells them to avoid GMO foods because those foods trigger more allergies and asthma. And I had all of my allergies and borderline asthma. And I'm writing about it. A lot of these memories are flooding me back as Liam and I are working on the next book. And I'm telling you, man, I had it with before the era of genetic modifications. And I'm thinking, Wow, to be a kid now growing up on this, on top of the accelerated vaccine schedule, it was bad enough when I was a kid. It's a lot worse today. And I'm thinking, man, this is a warning sign. I got to get this book out because of what I went through as a canary in the coal mine in my own right before the era of GMOs. And Jeffrey talks about it. We've talked about this together on the air as well. Patients with bowel conditions, cramps, cold hands and feet, allergies, congestion, migraines, asthma, a lot of other conditions being healed as a result of going GMO-free. Now, there's a group called the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, AAEM. They were sort of like ACAM, but they were a little smaller. They were really a great group of physicians that worked heavily on detox protocols. They were very unusual doctors, but good people. And they were on this perspective back in 2009, and they called for an indefinite moratorium on GMOs way back when. I respect them immensely for that. But this is a stunning account. Now, last Friday, of course, we talked about the GMO boycott, and that was big because now there are organic companies that have been bought out by the big companies that are still, as far as we know, producing organically. But it doesn't matter because the money that they're getting is being used against all of the other organic producers. Against all of us who simply want to know what's in our food to label it. Seems to be far too reasonable, but they're battling against it. And because they've gobbled up so much of the organic industry, they're actually using our money, much like the government, using our vote against us, using our taxpayer money against us, enslaving us, poisoning us. I mean, this is a serious pattern that is following in many different realms. And we certainly don't want to feed the dogs GMO food, as you heard little Sparky there. Was that Sparky barking?
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I swear, these dogs, they're great until it's time to start recording, and all of a sudden they decide to get all excited and make noise. I may be eating dog for dinner tonight.
Oh, no. Don't go Korean on that
front. Dogs, no.
No, I think they were upset because we were talking about GMOs, and these dogs, just like all dogs, are a little closer to nature than some of us humans. And they get it. They get it. There are choices that even the dogs have to make. So we have to make a choice here whether to take a call or not. Do you think we have time to squeeze one in?
Hello!
Yep, it's phone time. We do have a call. Super Don.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. Absolutely. Anytime anybody has a question, a comment, a rant, a rave, doesn't matter. We'd love to hear from you. You can give us a call at 866-939-2355 or 866-939-BELL. That's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Hi, Robert. This is Sandra D. in Decatur, Illinois. I wanted to let you know, I'm so glad I listened to Mike Adams on your show the other day about the boycott. I was in the grocery store that I hardly ever go to anymore, but I was just there for a few things, and there was a lady who was going to buy the Cascadia Farms, and I said, oh, did you know that's not natural anymore? It's all GMO. And she goes, no, I didn't know. And then she said, well, what about Kashi? And I said, oh, no, they're boycotting both. They've been bought out by big. I said, the only one that's GMO-free is Nature's Path, so I stopped somebody today from buying that stuff. And also, I attended a gun show today, and they are They have zombie stuff all over the place, Robert. I couldn't believe it. These people are so aware of this zombie phenomena. I can't believe it. But say hi to everybody. Thank Mike Adams for writing that article and for having him on your show. That was great. And you guys, keep it up. We love you here. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sandra D. A zombie nice. Gun show. She went to the zombie gun show.
Interesting. We talked about that a while back. I think was who was it that we were talking with about the zombie stuff, the zombie ammunition and the
we've
really latched onto that.
We've talked to Mike Adams about the zombie apocalypse, yeah. Of course, but the zombie bullets and such that are going on there. I tell you, it's a zombie nation. Of course, if we continue to eat GMOs, it's a zombie nation. I will say, Sandra, it isn't that, as far as I know, Cascadian Farms still organic. They have their organic products. But the issue was that they have been bought out by companies that promote or produce GMO food. So even if you're buying clean foods, which they may be still, that's the frustrating part about this, that you may want to access the food, but the money that you spend on those firms that are part of the boycott are actually using the profits, the money, to fight against the GMO labeling campaign. And that is the issue. That's what's killer bad about this. When Mike and I were talking on Friday about this, it's like total bummer. We remember a lot of these companies when they were little. We've talked about them. Mike Adams promoted a number of them. They get bought out, and every time this happens, not only does the quality suffer, but now the energy is shifted from integrity to evil. And that's why we did catch a little flack when we reported on New Chapter being bought out as well. But we have to speak the truth here. When you get bought out by those companies and you make your millions, you've sold out. And that isn't just a simple literal definition. I mean, you've sold out to some evil people or corporations or people that run them that could give a flip less about quality, all about pulling the profit and then turning that profit into what? Some form of enslavement, economic, nutritional, or otherwise. So, Sandra D., I appreciate, and by the way, we love you too, and for standing up and speaking out, that's amazing, and I'm so grateful for that, and that we got to stop this zombie apocalypse if we can.
Seriously awesome. And you know, it's funny because we talked about the zombie ammunition and the things that are going on in gun shows. One thing I saw, this was maybe a month or two ago, there was a car manufacturer that came out with a zombie fighting car. Mm-hmm. And it had an owner's manual along with it. And it had, I mean, it was just like right out of a zombie movie. They had like, you know, the grill thing on the windshield, and it had like a sunroof where you could like come out through the top, and it would be so if you wanted to shoot the zombies while you're driving, and it had all these different features of bells and whistles that would be perfect for dealing with the zombie apocalypse should it come. Which amazing. You know, obviously there's not going to be mass production of these cars, but it was for some reason, you know, the zombie thing. And they, you know, they've been talking about zombies in movies, you know, the TV show that I'm kind of an addict of, The Walking Dead on AMC.
Walking Dead, I don't know that one.
It's an awesome, show.
Does it talk about the GMO apocalypse?
No GMO apocalypse, but zombies are very popular.
Well, there's a lot of reasons for it. Listen, find some zombies on healthfinder.gov. I've got to talk about a story when we come back here. I've been referring to them a lot recently on my Sunday show. If you haven't listened to it, go ahead and download it through GCN or iTunes. But could your food be your medicine be your food? Could they be acknowledging it at healthfinder.gov? We'll find out. Also, another call on the horizon. Stand by. Lots more healing to go. On the Robert Scott Bell Show, it is Advanced Medicine Monday.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in the health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan live food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancer using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, a couple of events coming your way. Philadelphia, we mentioned, and we'll talk more about it with Dr. Rasha Bitar, September 21, 22. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, AdvancedMedicineSeminars.com. Check it out. The links are in today's show notes. Advanced Medicine Seminars, it's Saturday, Sunday, I believe, or Friday, Saturday. I don't even know. Look at the calendar. You figure it out. Advanced Medicine Mondays. Also, Thursday, September 6th, my friends in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area, I will be visiting you. I will be at Abby's Health and Nutrition, and that's in Tampa. On the 6th, it's a Thursday evening of September, and it is at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll try and put a – how do you do one of those things, those invites on Facebook for all my Facebook buddies?
Cool. Create an event and invite everybody to it.
So we've got to figure that out. So we got some good stuff coming up. Other things will be heading your way. We'll let you know when we know. In the meantime, it's Advanced Medicine Food Monday. That's right. Food is medicine. How do we do this? Well, healthfinder.gov has an interesting story. Usually they're very, I wouldn't say sophomoric would be a compliment, because they're really, really backwoodsian stuff in the government here. But here's one that's actually kind of good. It leads itself to being good, but we'll talk about where they're going to interpret it. Could food flavors act like mood stabilizing drugs? It's an interesting question. Food flavors? Food flavors. Now, we've talked occasionally about aromatherapy and essential oils. I mean, you don't even have to taste them or put them in your mouth, but smelling them, it can affect your mood. We know this. And certain foods have fragrances, so it makes all the sense. Early studies suggest chemical similarities between prescription meds and certain foods may be doing that. Now, that's where it gets a little funky for me, because I go, all right, this smells like or this tastes like the drug? Wait, how do they do that? Are they talking about the real stuff or the artificial stuff? Because they got pictures of blueberries there, which we love.
Right. Well, what they're doing, and I spend so much time, and you've trained me well as your Padawan learner on how to read between the lines. This starts off with science trying to figure out how foods compare to drugs. And what they're doing is they're taking a look at certain foods. And these are good foods that we've talked about before. There's been plenty of evidence and studies done on things like chocolate and teas and blueberries and raspberries and strawberries that they have chemical properties, and they're also considered comfort foods. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to decipher why it is that comfort foods cause people to feel better. And so what they're doing is they're breaking it down to a very, you know, a molecular level. And then what they did is they were comparing how these chemicals and things in these comfort foods related to depression medication and trying to find a similarity there.
That concerns me because
me too.
if they take the information in this way, then they say, okay, we see people are happy when they eat, let's say, name the food, as you mentioned, chocolate. Can we synthesize this flavor in some way and add it to the Prozac? Chocolate-covered sure. Prozac. No, it doesn't sound really appetizing to me. But this is right. where they tend to take these things, because the whole idea in our government industrial medical complex is, how do we conquer nature? How do we do better than nature? And that's arrogant. And it's an understatement to say arrogant. To have man, scientific man, mental man, yes, you've gone mental, man,
yes.
to believe that you can actually better nature rather than learn from it or her. Oh my gosh, I'm getting feminist on me. Learn from her and apply what she tries to teach us.
Right.
And that is radically different. And it's a radical departure from the conquering nature context or concept of, for instance, let's put women on synthetic birth control pills forever, right? Because we want to manage something that's gone wrong. And really what's gone wrong is that man has corrupted food so much that women's cycles have gone awry. And so rather than restoring integrity to the food, we say, well, here we go. We know this hormone surges at this moment, and this hormone's supposed to decline here. All right, let's do that. Let's synthesize it, give it to them, and pretend nothing bad will happen. No unintended consequences. And then we see, of course, the cancers that eventually emerge due to the birth control pills, right? But we're really just trying to help you with your menstrual cycle, for instance. So I see all of these things, and I start referencing it just as you are now seeing, Super Don, when you read these stories and realize this is where they're taking it, even though there's good information here.
Sure. Well, and it's interesting because, you know, what they're looking at is trying to find a way to deal with depression. And the author of this study actually
Karen
admits.
Karen Zarabi.
No. Actually, the author is this Karina. Karina Martinez Mayagora, I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, she's out of Mexico. Yeah, I see her up here.
Yeah.
The Chemistry Institute. Yeah.
Yeah, she actually says here in the study that they've discovered over time that antidepressants, they're only effective for maybe 50 to 60% of the patients, which we've talked about that before, where we've seen studies that show these antidepressants are no better than placebo.
Right.
And they come along with all the great side effects, right? So, you know, what she's – the purpose, unfortunately, and this is very depressing, the first part of this article, is that they're looking for what they say are creative and new strategies. Mm-hmm. By looking at flavors for enhancing mood in normal, healthy people during down times, they put in quotes. Mm-hmm. So it's obvious that what they're striving to do here is take food, as you said, play God, say, well, you know, God screwed up. We can do it better.
Yeah.
And take these good foods, these whole foods that have healing properties, find some way to turn it into a drug so we can make a few bucks. Well, what happens is later on in the article, this Sharon Zarabi, she's a nutritionist.
Yeah.
She's a nutritionist in NYC. And she looked at this situation, took the information from the study, and actually comes to a very reasonable and intelligent conclusion that it obviously falls a little bit more in line with what it is that we talk about here on the show.
Yeah, I was actually pleased to see that kind of, you know, ended the article, although they kind of dissed her a little bit by saying, well, it's not peer reviewed yet, so don't pay attention to it. But
right.
She, you know, she says it. It's true. I personally believe everything you eat affects the way you feel. She said, adding that she encourages her patients to seek key nutrients from Whole Foods. Oh, and this is good. And she's not talking about the chain of stores, Whole Foods. She's talking about Whole Foods. We don't need supplements and pills. We need food for fuel. So if we look to our food to give us energy to perform throughout the day, at the same time, we'll be getting the proper nutrients for neurotransmission. So, hey, That was great. Zarabi, we appreciate you doing that and getting included in there. Very nice to see and hear that that's possible to get that kind of thing out there so people can make better decisions and better choices about utilizing their food as medicine. And when you say we don't need supplements and pills, I would disagree a little bit, except that the supplements and pills we utilize here are actually food. And she says that we need food for fuel, and she does say whole foods. So, for instance, it may be parsing or splitting hairs, so to speak, but I just want to be sure that we're clear on that. I do indeed believe we do need to supplement our diet, but I do believe we need to supplement it with supplements that are indeed food as well.
Well, and listen, yeah, I mean, yes, in an ideal, perfect world situation, if you were able to eat exactly the way you're supposed to, that would be the case. But sometimes, you know, in real life, some people are not able to do that for one reason or another. And the other thing is that even if you were eating the foods that are ideal for you, a lot of those foods just don't have the nutritional value that they used to, and they're lacking in things. And it's not because the food is bad. It's just because over time, you know, there's been, you know, a problem with the soils and the minerals and things that may at one time have been in the food that are not there anymore. And so we have the ability through the right kind of supplements,
yes,
to be able to introduce those things back into our diets. You know, that may not be there, even if we are eating exactly the way that we should. It's just, you know, some of that stuff is just gone because over time, the soil's been depleted.
But absolutely. Well said. So that about wraps it.
Hello!
There's another call. What is going on with the phone calls today?
Here we go.
Crazy time. Let's hear from, what's this? I think Jen's call. I think we've heard from her before. Jen in Minnesota.
Hi, Robert. This is Jen from Minnesota. My 5-year-old daughter tonight jammed a flagpole through the into the back of her throat, and
ow,
she had to go to the ER. And when she was there, they said that it was critical that she have a CAT scan because of the carotid artery running in the soft tissue there, and that was the only way they could detect it and not have a risk of stroke or further neurological damage if we did not find any potential damage to the carotid artery. My question is, I'm wondering if there's anything we can do. She did have the CAT scan tonight. She also had a CAT scan when she was one from a different situation. So she's had 2 CAT scans in 4 years. And like I said, she is only 5 years old. I'm wondering if there are any homeopathic remedies or items that you would recommend to deal with the radiation resulting from the CAT scan. I know it is horrible for her young body and young brain to have. I do have the EMF detox spray from King Bio that I've heard you talk about.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that would be something that would be applicable in this situation or if there is something else you would recommend. I'd love to hear you mention it on your show. Faithful listener, thanks so much for what you do. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Jen. I'm shocked by what I heard.
Listen, I've been a parent for a while. 5 kids.
Yeah, I only got 2. I bow to you.
Broken bones, cuts, scrapes, burns, mm-hmm, you name it. A flagpole? Wow.
I think she meant like a flag stick, you know, like a little, maybe. We don't have details, Jen. You give us, I mean, you know, that's just a bizarre thing to hear, a flagpole through the back of your throat into the soft tissue behind the palate. Oh, my God. Now, you know, she already, thank goodness, she already has the EMF detox because I was going to suggest that homeopathically. Because that's what Dr. King and I, you know, collaborated on to expand into this because I knew this was going to be more and more of an issue, not just with CAT scans, but with Fukushima, with TSA, so many aspects of everybody wanting to throw more radiation at everybody, including children, which is horrific. So if Jen's daughter had a CAT scan at 1 and now at 5, that's a lot of radiation for a child. So no doubt I would have her on the EMF detox right now more frequently, at least 2, maybe 3 times a day for the next week or so, and then just ease up, go after it every couple of days, every few days, every week, kind of dissipate it over time. But remember the superfoods that we talk about contain, of course, the selenium, which ultimately will bind out a lot of the heavy metals and the radiation damage. It's the antioxidant capacity is legendary. So, Jen, if you haven't already done so, get on the raw way. But the One World way, which is the powdered form that anybody can get, will also help to deal with that. Long term, of course, for me, it's the homeopathic medicine. sea vegetation, some of the superfoods that we know will bind out radiation, etc. These are very real things that can help counteract this. Now, I'm just wondering, I mean, I'm not here to question emergency room kind of physicians because I respect them immensely. But typically, if you have damage to the carotid artery, correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, you know, that could be death-inducing moment in minutes because of the amount of blood flow coming in through there, not getting up to the brain or spilling out into the area, causing stroke-like symptoms. So I don't know. All I say is arnica, of course, the classic remedies, silicon to re-strengthen as the healing takes place. Remember, we have to utilize collagen and different things. Vitamin C, some people do as well. But the silicon is very critical for connective tissue integrity to accelerate. So there is a wound care formula by King Bio that covers the arnica plus a lot of other remedies. I would say in addition to the EMF detox, I would say wound care would be another critical remedy to hit.
Yeah, and just very glad, very happy to hear that everything worked out okay, because that sounded like a potentially very, very serious situation.
I'm thinking, and remember the old movie Christmas Story with the classic with the tongue on the frozen on the flagpole?
Right.
I mean, okay, that's one thing, but that's a freezer burn. But I never heard of a flagpole going. Anyway, I think it was like one of those little flag sticks. Anyway, Jen, let us know how things progress there. And if you'd like to call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the email alerts are up there at robertscottbell.com. Check out advancedmedicineseminars.com. We'll talk to Rashid Batar, Dr. Batar, as well as we hope to have Liam Sheff on with us, talk about a little conspiracy reality and official story. So it should be a lot of fun next hour. Stand by. We got a little bit more to do this hour on The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this 3 times a year, so you need to act now. Buy 3 packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months' supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea, T-E-A, .com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. GetTheTea.com and tell them Ronnie sent you.
Woo!
taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
You know, you can reach the Robert Scott Bell Show through many ways, through social media, of course, the website, robertscottbell.com, my Facebook friends, we have a fans page, we have a Robert Scott Bell Show page, you got my personal friends page, as well as the Twitter feed, which is what? Twitter feed, RS Bell Media. RS Bell Media. And we're also encouraging you to use the tag, pound RSB Show, right? The number sign, RSB
yes.
Show, and all of your tweets to grow the audience, grow the listening audience, and teach people how to heal themselves through the Twitter feed as well. But sometimes I used to get letters and calls that were, you know, from mostly the elder generation, the baby boomers and beyond, and it's gotten young, it's skewed younger over the years as we've gotten plugged into the social media stuff. I never used to get like letters of request for help that started, "Oh my, OMG, OMG, Robert,
OMG,
OMG, Robert." It's like, oh my gosh, I've got to learn still all these things. I still don't know all of them. But Antonio sends, "OMG, Robert, just cold, stuffy nose, and allergies. What's one to do? This change of weather on the East Coast is driving me nuts." Well, remember, change of weather has everything to do with your liver and liver congestion, because when you suffer from weather pattern shifts, it indicates liver congestion. No allopathic Western-minded medical doctor, sans Dr. Batar, for instance, will ever see that. But the people we have on, Dr. Nick, they understand this. And so first things first, Antonio, liver cleanse, liver detox. Do a little extra beet juice, do some dandelion greens, do some selenium, some One World Way. Just pump up the liver function. Right? Homeopathic detoxes that we talk about, coffee, enemas, whatever you got to do, that'll get you through it the most rapid. And that's not even chasing the chest cold, stuffy nose, and allergies, which are all down the road a ways from where it all started with the liver. And if you have allergies, remember the leaky gut. I haven't talked about the silver aloe protocol in quite some time, but remember the silver hydrosol and the aloe vera juice, and about an ounce of each for a big guy. And you'll down that three times a day, probiotics at night. Very simple. Get the Dr. O'Hara's that we use from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. Now, if you have a chest cold, I would often nebulize the silver hydrosol. Put it a little, like a teaspoon into a nebulizer and breathe it in to the lungs. And that will eradicate if there is viral activity or bacterial or fungal issues. Stuffy nose, you can squirt it right up there. King Bio has a sinus remedy you can take orally as well. Very simple things that you can do. Talk about the use of the single remedies, Allium Sepa, but that's the classic homeopathic remedy, whereas I would often use Calibichromicum or Sticta Pulmonaria. And that's just for Super Don, so he can do some kind of Harry Potter for you.
Yes, I like that.
Sticta Pulmonaria! Woohoo! Right? We got it done.
Awesome.
Are you ready for some more Advanced Medicine Monday?
Wow. Are we going to be able to handle this?
I don't know. Dr. Rashi Batar, yes, but Liam Sheff on top of that? Oh my gosh. We're going to bust out some major official stories.
We've got the Three Amigos Part 2.
You know, what's amazing about the combination here is I'm going to ask Dr. Batar about it, but, you know, what was it that intrigued him about Liam? Because I mentioned him and he heard about him, but I never introduced them yet. And so Dr. Batar goes off and does his own research and says, yeah, this Liam guy's pretty cool. So I know this is going to be an interesting introduction. And it'll be fascinating as all get. I'm just going to probably kick back and listen. I'll say one or two things.
Me too.
No, I know, but it'll be awesome. Listen, I appreciate everybody being on board. It's Advanced Medicine Monday Special Edition. Remember, advancedmedicineseminars.com. Coming up, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, September 21st, 22nd, with Dr. Rashi Batar and guests and friends. I should be there as well. Maybe we can get some official stories books up there because he loves that. Dr. Batar busts up on official stories in modern medicine already. So he's definitely a member of the club. So we're going to do that and more. Remember, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All shows available free for download through Natural News Radio Archives, as well as through iTunes, both my Sunday GCN show. You'll see the links up in the show notes. Please say thank you to the wonderful sponsors that make all of this possible, without which we couldn't deliver this kind of message, and we couldn't remind you that what? That the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Blissful, natural, pure, healthy joy. These are just a few words coming from women across America who've tried the most amazing libido and energy enhancer they've ever experienced. Hot Rocks, spelled R-A-W-K-S, intensifies sensual experience with pure, organic superfoods, entirely composed of nature's most vital pleasure-enhancing components. Hot Rocks, that's hot and the word raw with a K-S. It's the only raw, vegan-certified organic enhancement supplement on the market. Check it out at hotrocks.com. Hot Rocks contains a powerful synergistic blend of raw superfoods and potent herbs that revitalize sensory nerves, boosts mood, desire, and intensifies sensitivity and energy. And unlike most products, Hot Rocks is actually good for you. Bring back the magic safely and naturally with Hot Rocks. Order online at hotrocks.com. That's HOTRAWKS.com. Log on now for your risk-free 30-day trial at hotrocks.com. Hot, RAWKS.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Where's Scott?
Good morning, Vietnam!
Bright and shining. Wakey waking.
Good morning.
Where's Scott?
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you
So stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams, agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
As I mentioned last hour, advanced medicine seminars coming your way. City near you, Philadelphia, first up, September 21st, 22nd, with Dr. Rasha Batar. We do this advanced medicine every week here, and we're going to do a lot more in person. Quite extraordinary what is going to be happening here. So this is where we kick off Advanced Medicine Monday. In fact, Dr. Batar, are you with me?
I am, Robert, as always.
Dr. Rasha Batar is here. Listen, a couple of weeks back, he kind of surprised me and said, hey, can I invite my friend on? And I said, sure. And then rather than me having to say, Dr. Batar, can I invite my friend on? He says, hey, can you invite your friend on, Liam Sheff? and we did it. We're doing it this hour. Liam Sheff's going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. Can you share the backstory, though, is how you found out about Liam and thought he was intriguing enough to bring on with us here?
Well, you know, it was funny because you had sent me a link about the new book that Liam had put out. And again, I've heard you mention Liam a number of times, and I had no idea who Liam Sheff was. I just thought he was this dry bone, you know, 70-year-old balding research scientist that was sitting in a cubicle and basically had discovered something about the HIV virus or something. I didn't know who he was. I just heard you mention him so many times. And then when you sent me that link about the book, or you sent it, I guess, to your list, and I happened to get it, and I went to the website and saw this interview, and it was Liam with his hand puppet. And so I thought that was intriguing enough to listen to what he had to say. And as I listened to it, I just, you know, it was a mixture of laughter and yes, yes, yes. And then every now and then, wait a second, I didn't know that. And then it intrigued me enough that I read through the whole website. And that's how it all started. But I had no idea that Liam was, you know, a non-balding, you know, 70-year-old type person. So it was funny to see that.
It is classic that you had that visual of him. And, of course, as you'll hear, if you haven't learned already, he's got quite a scientific background of his own right in his own research, but his family lineage is quite extraordinary as well, going back through research into the AIDS scenario, HIV, although he's dismantled that, as we have here as well as the polio vaccine. So fascinating stuff. And with that, it fits in with Advanced Medicine Monday, because much of what Liam does in his book, Official Stories, is bust up a lot of the medical official stories. So with that, Advanced Medicine Monday welcomes my good friend and a very frequent co-host here, Liam Sheff, to the program. Liam.
It's good to be on the show, you whippersnappers.
He got old before my eyes or ears.
Hold on, let me put my wig on.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Is that him or the hand puppet? I'm not sure.
Yes, that's right. He does have a hand puppet producer. There is the producer monkey that he does in many of his videos. So I tell you, when you saw that, Rasha, Dr. Batar, I'm thinking you must have gone, wait a second, this guy could be off his rocker, but you were intrigued to go further and you found out a lot of substance was there.
Well, right away, I mean, you know, got a guy sitting there with a hand puppet, you got to listen to what he's got to say. there's a hidden message behind that. And I won't get into the political aspect, because again, this is Advanced Medicine Mondays, right? And we never touch on non-medical subjects anyway. So,
oh, of course not.
Don't want to start a new trend or anything, but seeing a puppet on his hand and he's talking about politics and the JFK shooting and such, I thought, okay, well, here's something that's about as true as you can get, because right mm-hmm. there, he's got the puppet right in front of you. There's no hidden agenda of the puppet behind the scene.
Absolutely. Liam, you know, Dr. Batar has been busting up official stories in his own right within modern medicine, and I know that's why he recognized a kindred spirit in you.
Listen, I'm a cipher. The book was written by a group of small Southeastern Asian children to write the book in about 6 weeks. they knocked it out. They did a really good job. And the hand puppet, listen, I'm just the good-looking guy who sits here and takes the credit.
Yeah.
So it's not a hand puppet. He walks around on his own. You know, I don't know how that – I do know how that came about. But, I was doing this stuff with the AIDS thing for so long, and I realized that the truth really didn't matter. And if you scream the truth, people think you're crazy. So I decided to go back, and I think Robert gets this too. We both have gone back to sort of what we did in the – what, seventh grade,
yes.
Which was tell jokes. Because you can't beat the teacher in the seventh grade. There's no way you can outsmart the teacher, but you can't beat the teacher. But if you can make the teacher laugh,
yes.
If you make everybody else in the class laugh, you might get sent to the principal's office. If you make the teacher laugh a little bit, chef, that you know what? All right, that's one more time.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you hear the one more time, you're okay.
Yeah, and we did that, absolutely. That goes back to the seventh grade. And there were times where I got sent to the principal's office, and I had to learn the art of how to make the teacher laugh as well, because if the teachers weren't laughing, it wasn't going to work. So you're right. The humor came back out. And, you know, Dr. Pitar, with, you know, the advanced medicine seminars coming up and the seriousness with which the subject matter in modern medicine and advanced medicine – do you integrate the laughter in these presentations as well? I know there's a lot of tears that flow because of the overwhelming information that's delivered.
Well, Robert, you read the book, so you know in the book there is the humor aspect that comes in, and I think
yes.
It's important to actually vacillate and stimulate the full spectrum of the emotional response that an individual can possibly have, and I think that's an important part of making sure that your message is retained by the listener. But when I saw Liam's hand puppet there, and I actually had the volume on my computer off, so I didn't hear any sound. I just saw this puppet came on, and I had already read some of the stuff on the website. So when I turned it on, and to me, it was as if it was a spoof on our government system and, you know, the puppets that are up there that we see and behind somebody else pulling the string. So that's what I thought, actually, that he had a hidden agenda with the puppet. But then when I started listening to him, I realized he's one taco short of a combination platter. So that's why. That's only my official medical diagnosis, by the way.
That's true.
Oh, my God. How true that is, yes.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know, it's the best way to tell the truth, though. If you tell the truth and it scares the mainstream so much and they feel that you – see, I tried to be very serious for a long time. And when I told the truth about the AIDS thing and how many kids they were killing in New York, I had everything documented. I mean, I didn't miss a tack or a button or a zipper or anything. I got it all, every single bit. I had the person in charge of the thing saying, yeah, we cut the kids' stomachs open and forced drugs into their bodies. And, and I had kids and nurses and everybody on the record. And the New York Times took that and I gave them hours of interview and triple dozens of studies, 50, 60 studies on all the stuff that I was talking about. And they wrote an article that was just total invention in which they said that I was a sort of a lone quack who got his information from the internet. Now, the internet, by the way, is where all the medical journals publish their work. So it was true, but but it was... it was only true to a point, though, because I actually all the real information I had came from real people that I interviewed in New York and the children that I met and one that I held in my arms and so on and so forth and people who died that I knew, that I talked to, that were put on these drugs. And I realized to tell the truth to scare the establishment is pointless because all they have to do is lie on the cover of one of their big Pravda-type magazines, you know, the old Pravda. Well, they just do it, and then America keeps eating their GMO cornflakes and looks the other way, and they say, oh, conspiracy. And so I said, conspiracy theorist? No, no, no. I'm a conspiracy realist, and I just decided the best way to do it was to do it with a smile and tell a joke because I didn't want to be killed, and I didn't and I didn't want to be slimed. So
yeah.
I figured if I let them write me off as a nutty professor, whatever.
Yes.
I was doing myself a favor, so I'm cool with it.
No, actually, I think it's a good strategy, and from a vantage point of a chess player, I think it's a smart strategy. But the key thing is that the presentation of the material, it's not so much the humor aspect of it, but the low key in which you presented it, and even the information that I read was done in a very artistic way, because it was almost like you painted a picture, and before you realize what the picture is, you're thinking that you're seeing something. It's almost like those pictures that have the dots, and when you look at them with your eyes kind of crossed, you see the actual image behind. But the way you present it, it's almost, it's not that obscure that you have to cross your eyes to see what the message is, because you're obviously presenting the message. But it is a, how did I say it, Robert, previously on the show when you and I were talking about this, it's almost like a tapestry that's painted into mm-hmm. this work of art, and all of a sudden you're there with the full information in front of you, and you either have to swallow it or you have to vomit, because either way, it's there in front of you, that you can't deny its existence.
Well, that explains a lot of what's happened with me and women, that thing that you just said. So I got to take a note right here. Hold on a second.
Yes, while you're noting it.
Use a puppet. Yeah. Use a puppet, Liam. The puppet will help.
Yeah, chicks dig the puppet.
Hey, listen, he fed me the line. Where am I supposed to go with it?
Right? I don't know. I just do know that in all the years since I uncovered in my own life my own unofficial official story, borrowing from Liam, that I had been lied to about so many things. First and foremost was the medical lies as I was grown pharmaceutically. I was so impassioned to communicate my story or the message, the things that I had been awoken to. And I was only more concerned with the efficiency or effectiveness of the message. Was it going to land? So I went out there in my own way to try to find ways. And there were times where I got, tomatoes thrown at me, GMO and organic, to say, no, that's not the way. And over the years, you find what way is best. Sometimes I still get animated and angry and I let it out, but it's part of the human experience I think people appreciate. But more often than not, since, Liam has kicked it in, we've just been doing some more silliness. Some people say, get serious, but we're going to listen, we got to get this message out to everybody, not just the serious people.
And I think it's done in a – obviously, I haven't read the book, but the stuff that I have reviewed so far in the book, and of course, I'm waiting to get my book in the mail right now, but the stuff that I reviewed that the book covers on the website, as well as – the 15-20 minutes of video that you had on there, it's done in a very digestible fashion. It's done in a way that people aren't scared away or they write it off right away. It's done in an entertaining fashion, which I think is important to entertain people, and to the point that at a certain point you get to the hook, and once the bait's taken, then the person has no choice but to finish it. And once they finish it, it's just asking that question, is it possible that this is true? And obviously we know that it's true. But a lot of people, they have got their heads stuck in the sand because it shifts their paradigm far too much for them to be comfortable in their own bodies. And so they have no other choice but to keep their head stuck in the sand. And all you really want to do is have them at least have the opportunity to pull their head out of the sand for a second. And then if they stick their head back in the sand, that's their own choice. But there are many, many people that are ready to pull their heads out of the sand. And as Robert and I have discussed on Advanced Medicine Mondays numerous times, that the time is upon us now, that the consciousness is awakening even to a greater extent. The universal consciousness is becoming more and more aware of what's going on, and people are hungry for this information. They need this information.
Man, can we just take his segments and put them into a commercial and just play it?
Yes.
Because I've never heard, this is the coolest thing. And where were you when I was growing up is what I want to say. Because my teachers did not share this appraisal of my particular skill set. Like, shut up and sit in the corner and don't challenge me again. I guess that's where I stopped trying to really argue with authority. And, I fight authority. Authority always wins. You have to not fight. You just... And that's why
my experience has been different, Liam. I've always fought authority, and I have always won. And I'll tell you, it's almost a strange thing the way it's happened. You said when you were a kid, the authoritative version didn't work with you.
Oh,
it's funny because you're talking to a Muslim who went to Bible school at the age of 9 or 10 and was kicked out of Bible school, a Lutheran Bible school, because I asked the teacher a question. This was during the summer, and I asked the teacher, why is it that here it says an eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth, and here it says turn the other cheek? And the teacher couldn't answer that question, and so she thought I was being a smartass and kicked me out of the school.
Oh, my gosh. See, the history is coming out. I mean, I grew up Jewish, and I would go in to the rabbis, and they would kick me out. I'd go to the Protestants. I'd go to the Lutherans. I'd ask the questions, and they all kicked me out, too. See, that's why we also get along. But we are doing an amazing Advanced Medicine Monday here. We are doing official stories as well. Dr. Rasha Bitar, of course, is here, and Liam Sheff is here. We're going to take a quick break, and let's decide where we're going to go next. But wherever it's going to be fascinating, I can promise you. Check it out, medicalrewind.com, all the great stuff, advancedmedicineseminars.com as well. In the show notes today, we've got links to everything, including Liam's great book. So we'll be right back with more powerful healing after this.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this three times a year, so you need to act now. Buy three packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. Getthetea.com. And tell them Ronnie sent you.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
As Dr. Bitar and RSB here were found to be kicked out of a lot of orthodox religious perspectives because we asked too many questions, Liam Sheff also experienced a lot of this in the orthodoxy of the scientific realm, even within his own family. Liam and I have talked a lot on the show about this, Dr. Bitar, and it is fascinating. I guess this is like three peas in a pod hanging out together today.
Well, we don't have a puppet.
No, we don't. We're going to have to get a puppet.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I actually it's not a puppet. He's mobile. He gets around on his own. He's a troubled little orange monkey, and he needed something to do, so I let him produce.
Producer monkey. That's right. Well, I have Super Don here, and he does a good job. And if I call him a monkey, no, I would never do
hey
that.
Now.
No. He's too tall to be called this. But this is actually a small orange monkey. Produces here on my end of the show, and he makes the videos and sort of thing. Sometimes feeds me lines.
That's great.
I just felt like I needed something to do to talk about. Like, if I'm going to talk about what am I going to make a YouTube video where I tell people, oh, by the way, the government's lying to you? It's much better for to have me talk to a small orange monkey, and talk about
which, by the way, I wanted to ask you, where did you get that footage from the footage that you showed on the JFK as an example? Because you see the double you point out something very specific, and then you
the
play
double the shrug.
Yeah, exactly. So where did you get that video from?
It's from an online documentary, and you can look up JFK Secret Service pulled off of car in Dallas, and then you see the car turn right, and you can just see the Secret Service car following JFK's limo, and you see the guy in the car saying, come back from the car. They're supposed to be hanging out on the back side, on the back bumper. They're actually foot pedals for them to stand on.
Yes.
And you get the double shrug. What? No, I'm with POTUS. You know, I'm with the President Kennedy. I'm with you. You know, what? And then the car turns right and goes down Houston and then left on Elm, where it all happens.
And you know, so that's you even see the video footage off the Secret Service guy that he's disgusted or he's like saying something about which way you're going and kind of throws his hands up, right?
Oh, yeah, the double shrug. Yeah, he throws his hands up. What? We're not – you're pulling us off the president's car?
Yeah,
that's fascinating video, black and white video. It's not Zapruder film. It was shot as the car headed down the around Dealey Plaza. And Dealey Plaza is where John F. Kennedy was shot by – I think it's pretty clear from a number of angles by guys who – were upset with him for about 15 reasons, you know, for pulling out of the Bay of Pigs, for not sending the United States Air Force in to defend the essentially CIA-trained and funded coup d'etat mission, for pulling soldiers out of Vietnam, which was a great, you know, a military-industrial mission that Eisenhower had just warned against. I mean, the most staggering parting shot that anybody's ever made was Eisenhower when he's leaving the office of the presidency in 60, I guess. And he says to the American people, point blank, he looks at him, he says, you know, beware the power of the military-industrial complex. You know, there's never been anything like it. It has unlimited ability to accrue power. It really has no oversight. Good night, sleep well, eat your cornflakes. You know, he just, and America goes, huh? What?
Mm-hmm.
So he says that, and then Kennedy gets involved, and this is all chapter 3 of the book, by the way. It's called JFK Turn Right on Houston. And he's in because his father played dirty pool and really pulled, he was friends with, I want to say Giancana, not Trafficante, in Chicago, the Chicago mob. I mean, his father was a booze runner. He was a politician who played his politics pretty dirty. He supported, as a lot of people did, he supported Germany well past the point that history says it was okay to. And if we can go, oh my God, how could they? The Bush family supported Germany through their banking operation until 1942 when the U.S. government took the bank away from them. So, you know... It's not just the guys that you love to hate. Like, some people love to hate the Kennedys, and some people love to hate the Bushes. But both of them, it's both of them. It's everybody in power. You always bet on a money winner. And so Germany coming up in the 30s was a great investment. The same way that Bill Clinton thought that Southeast Asia was a great investment in the 90s, and that we should export all our jobs there. So all we have is a nation of baristas and cashiers. You know, nobody can do anything in this country anymore. And that cheap bubble that we lived in, where everything was inexpensive, is gone now. So they've essentially made us all dumb and taken away our ability to do anything, and now we're totally dependent on Southeast Asian labor to make stuff. But yeah, that's all back to the Kennedy video. See, send me down the road, and I just keep toddling. So I'm going to throw it back to you.
No, it's interesting stuff, but you know, the HIV aspect and some of those components, that's just as, if not more, intriguing in my world
there's too many things that just doesn't make sense. I mean, the aspect of how HIV started, and there's a lot of interesting evidence that the vast majority of the public has never been exposed to. And again, I haven't read your book yet completely, Liam, but the stuff that I did come across on the website about the book was more than intriguing. There's a book called Project Daylily that was written by an associate of mine that I've done some work with named Garth Nicholson, and he and his wife wrote this book, and I was privy to a copy of this about 2 years, year and a half before it was actually out. I don't even know whether you can still get it off Amazon or not, but there they talk a lot about HIV and some of the other things like the Gulf War syndrome. They were involved with the military and some of the research that the military was conducting at that time. And a lot of this stuff came from a lab out of in the northeast part of the U.S., and that was a military lab. So I'm interested to kind of hear what you have to say about the HIV aspect in 12 words or less.
Yeah, well, before, Liam, you go into that, I just want to encapsulate this just for the audience, too, to realize that there's a lot of scientific gobbledygook in the whole realm of HIV and AIDS that is meant to really distract you. And although I've been talking about it for years, Liam's been talking and write about it for years, what he's done in the chapter on this in Official Stories is encapsulate like no one else has ever done, put the whole picture together. And it is absolutely brilliant. So for Dr. Batar, you're going to absolutely love it. But it goes places no one else did, because a lot of these guys that talked about biological warfare experimentation didn't realize that this whole HIV thing was more psychological than anything, because there wasn't any there. But Liam, with that, I'll turn it over to you.
I got my 12 words.
Go for it.
HIV is fake. AIDS is real. That's six. AIDS is poverty and drugs. 11 words. I'm done.
Right to the heart of it.
So you want me to expand? There was a cancer virus thing going on. Nixon, because he was so loved and popular, because he was so hated and unpopular, had to deflect from his constant anxiety, and he funded something called the War on Cancer to the tune of $100 million or so dollars in 1971 currency, 72 currency, and that's just huge money. It's real money. He was funding guys like Robert Gallo, Luc Montagnier was over in France, Peter Duisberg, and my grandfather, Robert C. Mellers, and even my grandmother, Jane Mellers, wrote papers about cancer being caused by viruses, retroviruses. But cancer isn't caused by a virus. Cancer is multifactorial, toxicological. It has more to do with what's in your diet, the pesticides, the plaques that you induce by eating food that is disgusting, putrid, petrochemical crap, and creating plaques in the bodies that starves the body for oxygen and stagnates, so on and so forth. So cancer is a toxicological phenomenon, but they always want to blame a virus because you can't sue viruses. If they blame a virus, we are, oh my God, save us from the virus. If they tell you you're getting sick mostly because of industry, you go, hey, I hate you guys. Stop polluting the world. Stop putting PCBs. Stop putting DDT. Stop putting dioxin in the water. So on and so forth. So that's how that works. But they funded a war on cancer, and they weren't looking for a virus. They were looking for enzymes, and they had decided that an enzyme stood in for a virus. And that's all they did. They just kept looking for these enzymes, and then they would look for proteins. And they stopped looking for any kind of anything that resembled a real particle causing something. It was all surrogates or stand-ins. And they'll tell you that. Surrogates. We were looking for surrogate markers. So this group of gay guys comes along in the 70s after the Stonewall riots and after the so-called Summer of Love and all that sort of free love stuff, which was truly a pharmaceutical byproduct of the birth control pill. You have America, you have young liberal university America, you know, feeling free to have sex. Well, it's not that people didn't have sex before 1960, whatever, 64, when the Beatles came over and the girls went crazy for them. It's that girls would get pregnant, and that was a big deal. I mean, you know, lives were made, fortunes were ruined or made because of who you married, who you didn't marry, because once you get a girl pregnant, that's it. You're bound for life. And that was very serious. And you can even see that in the literature, the social literature. Even like popular pulp novels of the 50s were very different than those of the 60s and 70s because of the birth control pill. So getting knocked up was very, 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 very serious. But after the birth control pill, it wasn't. So the idea of the sexual revolution as being, you know, some human movement, it wasn't. It's just horny, stupid kids with the total ability to screw each other senseless.
with pharmaceutical assist, a big pharmaceutical assist, which, as you said, led to an explosion of what? More STDs.
Yeah. Yeah, ton of STDs. Herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, huge. So the gay community wants its share and its gay men, and they come out in the 70s, and, you know, they're living in these ghettos, and they don't get to go home again. You know, once you're out, dad doesn't says you don't exist, and mom cries when she hears your name, and that's it. So you live in what are essentially filthy college dormitories for the rest of your life, in Chelsea or the East Village or West Hollywood. That's where you live. The rest of your life is spent living the way that kids in, you know, prep school, high school dormitories do. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And because they're men, because there was no lesbian AIDS epidemic, they screw each other senselessly. Because they're men, because there's no limit to male libido in the early 20s into the 30s. There's just no, you know, if it weren't for women saying, no, you disgust me, buy me dinner, remember my name, clean up your act, pick up your socks, take a shower, shave, put on some decent clothes, you know, read me something, read me some poetry. You know, women are difficult, and they're difficult for a biological reason. It's because that what men do to them is very serious. We impregnate them, and they have to know that we have some value. But when it's just men attracted to men, honestly, the sex act is able to occur before you get done with the sentence, hey, do you want to hook up? You've already done it. You might have done it three times. And that's what happened in the gay ghettos. And that's why you'd have 15 partners in a week. You'd have 15 partners a night. So these guys were coming back ravaged with STDs. They would take handfuls of antibiotics, which are gut bombs, which strip the intestine, and they had leaky, porous intestines. They had candida from their mouth going into their blood, from their anus going into their blood, through because they would destroy their colons with enemas, with very powerful shower enemas. Lo and behold, in 5 years, they're coming in, as John Lauritsen said, gray-faced and, you know, nearly immobilized.
Listen, and there were those that predicted that this would happen, that there would be a plague that would affect the homosexuals of that time just because of what they were doing. And that sort of got shuttled outside the realm of what was accepted. In fact, the early part of this was called gay-related immune deficiency or disease. We're going to get into that on the other side of this break. We got to take a break. We're going long here, but fascinating discussion. Advanced Medicine Monday taking a turn to the official stories of Liam Sheff. So Dr. Bitar hanging in there. Liam Sheff back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Greetings. This is Dr. Gabriel Cousins, director of the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center in Patagonia, Arizona. And in these times, I'm choosing to speak more publicly because I'm committed to supporting people in their health awakening process. For this reason, I invite you to join me in our new autumn programs. Choose to be trained in vegan life food preparation and our condensed conscious eating weekend, which is designed to meet the sincere needs of the busy. Or take our new innovative 10-day holistic health intensive, which will leave you feeling renewed and empowered. I also invite you to join me in the later fall for our powerful 21-day transformation program or our 9-day spiritual fasting retreat. For more information, please visit our website at drcousins.com or call 520-394-2520. Blessings to your health and spirit.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it. Advanced Medicine Monday continues here. Remember, Advanced Medicine Seminars coming up in Philadelphia, the first one every couple of months thereafter. Very exciting what's happening. But official stories are on tap thanks to Dr. Bitar inviting our good buddy Liam Sheff to go on. Dr. Bitar, I mean, he's laid that out exactly as you would say. This is a disaster waiting to happen.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And it really is a perfect opportunity for any one who would want to manipulate the system and drive the train in a certain direction. This is a perfect presentation. This is a perfect scenario for them to now pick up the ball and run with it. So, Liam, why don't you continue with your story?
Well, number one, thanks for being so generous. Let me tell this story. I really do appreciate it. You know, the gay community doesn't really want to hear this, but they are complicit, and the culture in general is complicit in allowing us to think that anytime anybody has sex, they're at risk for getting AIDS. You get immune deficiency. You acquire immune deficiency when you gut yourself, when you carpet bomb your intestines with pharmaceutical drugs, especially antibiotics. You know, so much of what was happening was long, prolonged antibiotic poisoning. And it's just resilient in the medical literature if you bother to look at, you know, on the few studies that you can make them do on long-term antibiotic poisoning, mitochondrial damage, everything that happened. But they don't want to hear that. Nobody wants to talk about, because it's not, damning anybody. I'm not talking about it's wrong to be gay or it's wrong. I'm talking about the pharmaceutical culture that we live in. And now everybody's on drugs. Everybody is now getting AIDS. Everybody's getting immune deficiency. They now have primary immune deficiency for children. Oh, you have primary immune deficiency. Why? Because you're putting your kids on antibiotics all the time. Because you feed them fluoride and chlorine and God knows what else and Pop-Tarts and all the stuff that rides cortisol to that. So that's what happens. But we now blame a virus the way the medieval monks always blamed witches. They always blamed witches for whatever was going wrong. Oh, there's a witch. So let's blame a virus. So you need a test to find a witch. In order to find a witch, you drown somebody, and if they drown, they were clearly a witch. If they float, they were a witch, so you better drown them. And that's kind of how it works. So they have to invent a test. What Robert Gallo does is he fakes research for a while, and his buddies at the National Cancer Institute, actually in the beginning say, you're faking your research. You're mixing together a bunch of cells from monkeys. They actually say, you're faking your stuff. And they sort of send him out to the wilderness. And then he comes back, and he comes back twice. And he says, well, this time I'm not faking it. Well, it's the same garbage. But he says, some kind of leukemia in southern Japan is caused by, well, I didn't find a virus. I just found some proteins. But let's just say it's a virus. Okay. It turns out that these people in southern Japan, actually near Hiroshima, had plenty of reasons to have leukemia. It's called radioactive poisoning over decades. And so that was fake research. And it was really bad proof. It was like a negative 99% correlation. In other words, of 100% of people who tested reactive for the stupid proteins, like some 0.0-something of them had, you know, would have leukemia. So it was not a good correlation. But that's considered proof. And because he proved through bad research that viruses cause cancer, we now have the HPV shot. The HPV caused cancer. And all this is in the book, by the way, in larger form, Chapter 5. And then you got the HTLV-3, which is too much to say. So they rebranded HIV. Okay, so what was it? It was a bunch of proteins. He mixed together stuff from cancer cells that were a decade old. Literally, he mixed together proteins from old cancer cells that they were stimulating in the lab. He mixed together plasma samples. His lab assistant notes, we mixed together samples from 10 guys. What are we diagnosing here? What are we culturing? 10 guys. And then we take some proteins out. The proteins, by the way, have the exact molecular weight of cellular proteins like actin, the most common cellular protein, and myosin, and proteins that come up in pregnant women, and protein. Every single immune protein that your body can generate to flus, vaccines, colds, stubbed toes, bad television shows, the Rockford Files, whatever you do, you'll make a protein, and the HIV test will grab that protein. And that's how the test works. Now, the difference is, how do you tell who's really HIV positive? You look at their skin color, and you look at their sexual orientation, and you look at their country of origin. And by looking at those three things, you can tell whether the test for them is accurate or is going to be false. And I'm not joking. And Robert, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. We've done. Yeah, it's a test that doesn't have any standards that can come up quote-unquote positive for maybe 120 different things, if not more, and yet it's the gold standard for determining whether somebody's going to die initially in 1 year, then 5 years, then 10, 20, 30, 40. Now, maybe you don't. Maybe there are elite non-progressors. This has become so ridiculous that anybody still buys into it, but it was an incredible psychological, emotional snow job on a community that desperately begged to not be at fault and so that they could blame a virus. So they were complicit in drug me now, drug us, we need drugs. If you remember that, Dr. Bitar, they were demanding, get the FDA out of this, we need those drugs now, and they were slaughtered by AZT.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
The gay community.
Let me just throw two questions at you that my peer group would propose, and they would probably do it in a more antagonistic fashion, but I'm just going to pose it to you, and you tell me, how would you answer this? The first one of those two questions would be, when they talk about doing the Western blot, and then which is supposedly the definitive test, the Western blot, from what I understand it, is a morphological, it's a test that's picking up a molecular weight protein, is it not?
Yeah, molecular weight, and it's all pretty voodoo stuff. I'll let you finish your question, but yes, the answer is yes.
Okay, so the question is this, how would if you were to take all the people from, let's say you take a sampling of people from all over the world that are supposedly HIV positive, are you saying that the molecular weight test, the Western blot test, would not be positive in all those people?
No, on the contrary, everybody in the world would test positive on the Western blot or on the ELISA test. Now, they're the same synthetic proteins at this point. If you test an undiluted blood sample, and Roberto Giraldo did this at his clinic in New York when he was working there. He said, why are we diluting the blood sample for HIV tests so much? He was using ELISA test. But remember, the two tests are the same. On the ELISA test, the proteins are clumped together in a well. On the Western blot test, they're dispersed. And it's really weird stuff. They're essentially dispersed on wet paper, and they're moved through by an electric current. So it's not like you're holding something in your hand. You never know really if you're looking at P24 or P24.5 or P40s. You know, you're never quite, you just go along with it. Like, okay, that's what we're calling P24. Problem is P24 is the same molecular weight as, I think, as actin. Here's a counter riddle to your riddle. In England, they don't do the Western blot. They consider it too faulty, too many false positives, so they don't do it. They do two or three ELISA tests. That should be enough of an answer for.
Yeah.
And now in America they're phasing it out. By the way, it out. They want to do multiple ELISA tests. So it's like saying, hey, I have a magic eight ball, and it always tells you the wrong answer. We'll do it three times, and it will be the right answer. But But let me throw this one last thought in. It wasn't just, the gay community might have begged, like, don't blame, we're embattled enough. You know, everybody hates us. We don't have a right. We don't have civil rights. Don't blame us. But it wasn't just the gay community that made it possible. I think there's a huge psychosocial thing going on here, that America and the West, and Robert, we've talked about this, had gotten rid of any value, that sex no longer had any value. Mm. It wasn't a beautiful thing for... I don't want to do a Woody Allen joke. There's a Woody Allen joke. He said, sex among two people is a beautiful thing. Among five, anyway. it was his joke, and you can tell where he ended up. So,
yeah.
But
you can also blame it on the puppet.
Yes, the puppet does. Thank you.
But sex was devalued culturally. And it's not that I'm saying it's not supposed to be fun. It is. But it was devalued as this rather powerful experience that two people would have with each other that could lead to babies, but would also lead to a kind of closeness. And if you look at the Eastern Kundalini yoga system, you're like, yeah, you're aligning the chakras, you're speaking very secret languages to each other in energy centers. And the West said, oh, no, you can have sex. Honestly, Robert and Dr. Batar, the only sexual advice I got growing up was twofold. One, I was shown Where Do I Come From that book, so I knew the clinical stuff from sort of age 9 or 8. I knew the anatomy and what was happening. Yes, the sperm goes in, through the epididymis and then into the fallopian tube. I knew that very young. But the only advice I got was, number one, wear a condom. Number two, don't get anybody pregnant. Not even the smoky one.
Yeah, in the West, you're right, Liam, and we have discussed this. It was the sexual was taken out of the sacred and debased as to something that had no meaning. And it always did, and it always will. The energetic exchange, etc. Listen, we got to take a break and wrap up Advanced Medicine Monday. It's beyond fascinating here with Dr. Batar and Liam Sheff. We'll tell you how to get both of the books after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Ronnie McMullen here. For all who drink Life Change Tea every day, here's a bit of great news. Life Change Tea is running a special. We only do this 3 times a year, so you need to act now. Buy 3 packages of our famous all-natural detoxifying and cleansing tea, and you'll receive 1 month absolutely free. That's buy 3 months' supply and receive 1 month free. This offer won't last long. And for those of you that have not tried this amazing product, this is your perfect timing. Act now. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea, T-E-A, .com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408. If you need your life to change for the better, try our tea. It's that good. GetTheTea.com and tell them Ronnie sent you.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's
888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We only have a few minutes left, and I know we're going to have to go into some extra innings here, but stand by. Dr. Bitar, of course, you're asking some great questions of Liam, because you know in your medical community there are still people that have not seen or heard this side of the backstory of this, and that are still genuinely trying to help people get well, and we like that, but maybe utilizing information or parts of information that may not be valid.
Well, actually, there's a lot of people in my realm, in my peer group, that have never heard any of this stuff. In fact, even the, quote, holistic, natural, alternative, integrative, whatever you want to call that population of physicians, regardless of what you call them, I would venture that probably 95% of them aren't even aware of this information. One of my very, very close friends, who's a radiation oncologist, John Hopkins trained, Dr. Marcial Vega, Victor Marcial Vega, when I first met him over 10 years ago, one of the interesting things that I had learned about him was that he was HIV positive. And he had basically, from what we understand, he was the first person that I'd ever heard of that had been HIV positive and then had seroconverted back to being HIV negative. And I asked him, I said, Victor, how did you do it? From a clinical perspective, only wanting to know the clinical implications of, once you're HIV positive, you're not supposed to ever be able to go back negative. And so I asked him, how did you do it? And his answer was, it's an amazing answer that I just had a conversation with him last week, in fact, and he even forgot how he answered it because it's been so long since he even thought about this. He's now married, and, you know, back then he wasn't married, he has a child. And when I asked him, I said, how did you do it? His answer was love. Now, it's interesting because we have a joke among ourselves. It's all about love. And I'll go into that later when I was going through my divorce. That was a subject that could make a great movie anyway. I mean, you guys would want to wait till the movie version comes out. That was 12 years ago. But what's interesting is that he called me right before I went to court over something that was happening. It was actually to do with the custody thing. And he told me, he said, I want you to promise me one thing. And I said, okay. He goes, tomorrow when you're in there with the judge and with the opposite attorney, the opposing attorney, he said, even when you look at your ex-wife, I only want you to think one thing, and that is positive thoughts. Send thoughts of love to her and to the attorney and to the judge. And I thought, this guy's freaking lost his mind. And I told him, I said, what are you talking about? He said, just shut up and listen to me and promise me that you will have nothing but positive thoughts coming out of your head. Now, fast forward. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. When I went up to take the stand, when the judge called me up, I was sweating so bad because it was physically exerting. I was in an air-conditioned courtroom, and even through my very loose attire, you know, I had a jacket on, I had perspired to the point that as I walked up there, I was squishing in my socks because physically the exertion of trying to have that thought of love and positive feelings going out towards people that I had everything, you know, I mean, I had every aspect of disdain that I could feel, and I was trying to suppress it. It was an internal dialogue, internal battle that I was having. But, you know, when I'm sitting here now and listening to you, Liam, I'm thinking about those words that he said, and I'm thinking, how did this guy who's HIV positive himself, a physician, become HIV negative? And what you're saying validates, because if it is, if you change your entire demeanor, lifestyle, thought process, you know, it's like the cause of this virus. Obviously, we know it's not a virus. It's these protein addicts that are being measured. These proteins essentially that are being accumulated and they're assaying. If you can theoretically change everything, it's everybody could easily become HIV negative.
Liam?
Well, I think that I believe that focusing on love is correct. It's the solution. There's no problem that was ever solved by hate. You can feel the anger you have for something. You can let it pass through your system. You can let all those fantasies unspool. Know that they're fantasies. Know that it's processed when you're really mad at somebody. And then when you heal a little bit, you come back and you do. It's hard, but you have to offer compassion for yourself, for everyone else. We're all essentially, you know, that that mirror of the infinite source, and we just have to know that somewhere and find that. On the other hand, now he probably cleaned up his. If he's focusing on love, he's cleaning up his diet. He's cleaning up his life. He's doing a lot, and that's going to do wonders for the blood. On the other hand, I just don't worry. I think that HIV tests should be illegal. I don't think that testing positive or negative, because the medical literature says that they have no standard for determining the meaning of positive or negative. I would prefer that we forgave, you know, like a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, like my friend Kim Cools is doing. He's doing an HIV Truth and Reconciliation Commission. You just forgive the so-called diagnosis, because it's not true. And then
that was my point, that if it's actually no validity to it, if you clean up your body and those proteins aren't showing up anymore, you're going to see an improvement anyway in the spectrum. And theoretically, what you've just said, it negates anybody could become seronegative, because you clean up your diet, you clean up, you detoxify your system, you start living your life, change your life, improve your life, boom.
Yep, and if you're as fascinated by this discussion as I am, we're going to continue on. Special bonus extra innings with Dr. Rashid Bitar, Advanced Medicine Monday, keeps on going with Liam Sheff as well. We'll explain to you how to download it after the show. Check the notes at robertscottbell.com. It'll also be available through Medical Rewind. Stand by, lots more healing to go. In the meantime, remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.